We basically have one confirmed case of a fox with rabies and a possibility of a second case.
County Health Director Dr. John Lanza says the cases involve a pair of foxes in separate encounters with humans. The most recent attack resulted in the death of that fox. As for the fox in the first attack,
the fox was not captured, so we don't know for sure. We just know that it did bite someone and it was behaving unusually in that situation, but we don't have a confirmation.
Foxes are among the most frequently diagnosed with rabies, along with raccoons, stray cats and dogs, skunks, bobcats, and otters. But Lanza says it's another animal that takes the top spot.
Everyone in public health assumes that a bat has rabies, just automatically. We've just had so many cases of bats being around humans. They were captured or just died, and their brain was then evaluated and found to be rabid.
While normally one cannot tell just by looking at an animal whether or not it has rabies, Lanza says there are some telltale signs.
If an animal that is wild comes after or attacks a human, they usually don't do that unless they're provoked, but they will come after a human if they are rabid. There's also another situation where they have distemper. That's another disease, not rabies, but they can also attack a human.
Rabies is a viral disease that infects the central nervous system. It's transmitted by a rabid animal through a bite or scratch that breaks his skin, or by contact with mucous membranes such as the eyes, nose, or mouth. Without proper treatment, rabies can cause brain infection and death.
Having said that, the most important thing that we can do to prevent the actual uptake of the virus and the actual symptoms in the human are a series of shots that are given immediately after a suspicious bite, even before sometimes we get the results back from the animal.
Preventive measures, says Dr. John Lanza, need to begin long before the shots. One is a fairly simple rule of thumb.
If it's not your pet, stay away from it. Adults need to pay attention to, but specifically kids, you know, out in their backyards, they're very interested in animals, but it could be an animal such as a fox or a feral cat. And I'll say it again, if it's not your pet, don't touch it.
Other measures, vaccinate all pets and spay or neuter them. Do not feed them outside. Secure your garbage. Keep pets in a fenced yard or on a leash at all times. And if you have critter problems, contact your county animal control office. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.